My Australian guest operates in the spirit realm more than she operates in the natural. She says it's so simple and wants to teach you how. Next. I've thought for myself in every area of life, but one, I knew nothing until I discovered a realm where the truth isn't what it seems. A realm where the truth becomes reality. I've spent over 50 years investigating the world of the supernatural. Every moment has led up to the main event. Millions of Jewish people will be saved all over the world. God's heart is for all to believe, for none to perish. It's called the greater glory. Do you believe?
It's supernatural.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. Go and flow. My guest, Patsy Caminiti, grew up in a Christian home. She was intrigued by the supernatural realm from an early age. Explain.
My parents were Pentecostal pastors, and we got to see the glory of God. I remember seeing tremendous healings and the power of God fall in my daddy's church. But not just in the church, but in our home too. And at nighttime, daddy would put me and my siblings to bed after a bedtime story. And we had a big purple bedtime storybook. And so I grew up with this consciousness that God does things to intervene and do amazing things to change situations. Well, one of the stories that stuck out to me was the story we find in Genesis 28. Jacob was running away from a brother that he had swindled out of his birthright. And so on the way, he spent the night and bedded down with his head on a pillow in a place called Luz. It wasn't a good place.
I'm glad it's not the pillow I use. It was a rock. It was his pillow.
It was. But what he had when he went to sleep was a dream. And he saw a ladder, a stairway that went from earth to heaven. And on that ladder, on that stairway, were angels going up and down. And I remember thinking, I wonder if there is a way to get from this realm, the one that we see, to that one where I know God is. And that stuck with me and has stuck with me all my life. And I love that in John, the first chapter, Jesus actually identifies himself as that ladder. He said, the angels will go up and down on me. I am that ladder. And so the realm of the spirit is vast, and there are evil spirits in that realm. There is a whole hierarchy in that realm of evil entities. But there is in that realm our God, our Father, the spirits of just men made perfect, people that have been born again, the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood that speaks, and an innumerable company of angels. So there are many things in that realm, both dark and light.
Now, you got, as a teenager, you got into something I've heard about, I've done, but very few people understand how important it is. You actually learned how to pray the letters of Paul. They're called the epistles.
Yes. My sister and I were actually at a conference with my parents, and we didn't have anything to do in the afternoon, and so it was hot, and so we went into the tabernacle. They called it tabernacle back in those days. And it was all the older people, and we just slid into the back row where we could cool off. Well, there was a man sharing on the epistle prayers. He said, if you'll pray these prayers from your heart, they will change your life. What you're requesting will change your life. My sister and I, we were just like 16 and 14. We took him up on that. We began praying Ephesians, the first chapter.
Could you take one of those prayers you pray just by memory?
Yes.
And look in the camera and pray it. I want to know how you do that.
Paul prayed. He said, I pray without ceasing this prayer, that your eyes would be flooded with light, that you would know the hope of your calling, and you would know the greatness of His power to usward who believe. The kind of power that raised Jesus from the dead, the power that raised Him not only from the dead, but raised Him far above principality, power, might, and dominion, and gave Him a name that is above every other name. And so we pray that prayer in the name of Jesus, and it's a prayer that you can pray for yourself and for other people.
But then you went to Rhema Bible College, and you became very close, worked for, as a matter of fact, Kenneth Hagin Sr. Could you briefly tell me what you learned from him?
In working with him in the singing group that traveled with him, got to really be with him in healing crusades and get to see the power of God operate through him and through others. See people healed by the power of God. See dramatic deliverances from demons. It was amazing. I remember one time he called a woman up that he sensed a spirit of death upon. And right before he got to the platform, or she got to the platform, he jumped off the platform. It was a high platform, about as high as this table. And he took her and shook her. And I thought, oh my, she was just a tiny, tiny little lady. Took her and shook her and commanded the spirit of death to come off of her. Amen. And you know what? That spirit came off. And she lived and didn't die. Praise the name of the Lord.
You built on what your mentorship with Kenneth Hagin did for you.
Yes.
But tell me about the dream you had, just very briefly, about God's promptings. This is going to help a lot of people.
Yes.
Explain it. Just look in the camera. Explain it.
Yes. I had a dream that really helped me in my own personal interaction with God, working with Him in the realm of the Spirit. And that was, I saw in this dream a beautiful sword. The handle was beautiful, the blade was beautiful, but the only thing about this sword is it was all dinged up. And in the dream, I thought, what a sad thing that this sword is all dinged up. And I saw that the reason why it was dinged up is that I was banging that sword on a rock. Why would I do that? When I woke up from that dream, I had some questions for the Lord. What is that? Because I knew it was a spiritual dream. I knew the Holy Spirit was trying to teach me something. And I had a sense He was trying to correct me in something. And He told me that sword, of course, is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, the powerful Word that could come out my mouth. But what was the ding in that sword? What were the dents in that sword? And what was the banging on the rock? And He showed me that when He gives me promptings by the Spirit of something to do, and I don't do it, maybe I just talk myself out of it. Maybe it could be, I don't know that I have time, or maybe I question, is that really God? Is that God talking to me, or is that just a thought? But I don't respond to it. Maybe I don't respond to it because I'm afraid. There's been all of those reasons why I haven't responded. He said, every time you do, it's like banging that beautiful sword on a rock and dulling the blade. Oh, wow. I saw how I had, not through terrible sins of horrible sins of something that I'd committed that was terrible, but it was things that I hadn't done in response to God. God was wanting to help somebody. God was wanting to shift something. Okay, it wasn't something dramatic like splitting the Red Sea. It wasn't something dramatic like, you know, like commanding fire out of heaven like Elijah did. It was a simple word. It was a simple word that anyone can have in their kitchen. It's one that they could have in their car. It's a simple prompting, just a thought that comes, a desire that comes.
So many people are missing the prompting from God and saying, I wish God would show me something.
Yes.
Every time you get a prompting, that's what I'm getting out of this teaching. You go for it. When we return, I'm going to have Patsy share a prophetic word from Kenneth Hagin that was given in 1980. It's happening now. Be right back.
With Patsy Caminiti's book and CD set, you will enter into a realm where with God there are no impossibilities. Begin seeing, hearing, and feeling in the Spirit. Navigate safely in the heavenly realm and avoid the devil's counterfeits. Discover how prophecy opens the door to the heavenly realm. See how praying in the Spirit tunes you into God's daily podcast.
Everyone can enter the realm of the Spirit. Anyone can operate with God in the Spirit. We give different examples about what working with God looks like. Practical examples and ways supported scripturally of how to access the realm of the Spirit. And each way is individual. Each way is very personal. It isn't a difficult thing. It is natural for us to operate with Him supernaturally in the realm of the Spirit, where His purposes and plans have been set. We get to cooperate with Him to bring those purposes to pass on earth.
Call or go online at sidroth.org/10055 with your donation of $36 or more with free shipping and handling for Patsy Caminiti's brand new book, The Spirit Realm, The Place We Work With God in Prayer. Plus, you'll get Patsy's exclusive new 2-CD audio set, How to Access and Operate in Heavenly Realms.
You teach about getting into the Spirit. First, I want you to explain what it means to be in the Spirit, and then you teach how simple it is.
It is.
Would you explain both of those?
God is a Spirit. He lives in the realm of the Spirit. But Sid, we are too, humans. He made humans in His image. We are spirits. Jesus said that everybody that worships Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. It isn't hard. It's the place where we're invited to interact, commune, talk with God. It's the throne of God that we're invited to come to. It's the place where it isn't this natural realm where we are seeing. It's the place where He is. And just a simple shift of attention away from what we're seeing on TV or what we're seeing in our own life and to Him can begin the transfer from being in the natural to being in the Spirit. You don't have to travel a long way. You don't have to spend hours and hours, but it is important that you change your gaze and look upon Him.
You know, I was in the recording studio yesterday.
Yeah.
And I kept coming back. The reason I did is you were doing the CDs for us of your teaching. The presence of God, it was, now I feel, I'm a feeler.
Yeah.
I feel the presence of God.
Yes.
I felt so strong.
Yes.
The presence of God.
Yes.
I mean, what you're teaching, will this allow everyone to live in that presence of God's glory like you do?
Everyone, anyone has equal access to that place. They have, there's nobody extra special. Everybody in this audience, but everybody who is watching, you have a right to draw near to God. And He promised if you did, that He would draw near to you. And when that happens, His presence begins to manifest. So healing could manifest. Direction could manifest. Comfort. There could be insight that you could get for your, and I sensed this just a few moments before we came on. There are people who have been sensing something about their children, and the devil's trying to turn it into fear. But actually what God's trying to do is to prompt them toward His presence in prayer. It can change your child's destiny, not to go towards worry and fear, but to go into His presence and through prayer, shift some things, work together with God, and not instead of with the devil and with fear.
Well, speaking of instead of with the devil, when people get access to the spirit realm,
oh my,
sometimes they get access to the wrong spirits.
You're right.
What could happen if they go the wrong way instead of through the way, which is Jesus?
The devil wants people to come into the realm of the spirit too. And there is also an invitation from him. And he gives all kinds of different ways, some through entertainment. A lot of kids are dabbling with entrances into the realm of the spirit that are actually, they're actually introduced by demons, unseen entities that are helping children get into that realm. It looks innocent. It looks like entertainment, but actually they're getting into the realm of the spirit. It's very dangerous. But God, you're right, Sid. God has given us a way through Jesus that isn't dangerous. It isn't scary. It isn't spooky. It isn't just for some people. It is for everyone to come close to Him.
Describe something that happens when you step into Jesus, the gate. Explain that.
Well, Jesus in John, the 10th chapter, He said, I'm the gate. I am the gate. So John 1, He said, I'm the stairway. But in John 10, He said, I'm the gate. He didn't say, I'm a fence, I'm a wall to keep you out of the realm of the spirit. He said, I'm a gate. And my sheep will go in and out. I will lead them, and they'll have pasture there. So I've done that. Instead of just trying to get out into the spirit and have an experience in the spirit, go towards Jesus. That's the safe way. If every believer will just go to Jesus, He is the gate, and you'll find that He opens up a place. It may not be just exactly like somebody else's experience, but in Him, you'll find your own place in Him. And I find that that gate takes me out of a consciousness of whatever may be troubling me or scaring me, making me sad, making me mad. I step in through that gate, and I come up into a place where God has something to say. God has something to say about what's going on in the world. God has something to say about anything that's happening in my life. It's wonderful. There's no reason for a believer to stay out of the realm of the Spirit.
And there is no reason for you not to be a believer, to know your sins are forgiven, to know God experientially. Mm. I mean, it's good that I do. It's good that Patsy does. But what about you?
Yes.
You heard her say, what anything we have, you can have too. I would like you to walk through the door right now. The door has a name. His name is Jesus. That's step one. Repeat this prayer, mean it to the best of your ability, and watch your life explode for the good. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
I'm so sorry for my mistakes. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. It washes away every mistake. It's as if today. It's the first day of my life. Jesus, now that I'm clean. Because of your blood. Come and live inside of me. I make you my Messiah and my Lord. Amen. Patsy, I also knew Kenneth Hagin, Senior, not as well as you. I would go to all of his meetings and things like that. But this prophecy that he gave in what year?
1980.
In 1980, it's happening right now. Okay. Would you read a little of that?
I would love to. It's a powerful prophecy. It says, "For the Lord shall be in manifestation in those days, in all the ways he ever manifested himself, both in the old covenant and in the new covenant, plus the multiplying of the Spirit in the power of God in these days. For men, as men grow more and more wicked, and as Satan, because he knows his time is short, and all of his cohorts and evil spirits go about as never before to devour, so the power of God, the glory of God shall be increased and shall be multiplied, and it shall flow like a mighty river, yea, the Spirit of God will flow like a mighty river. And many, not only hundreds, not only thousands, but millions will be swept into the flow of that river, and they shall flow forth in the praise and glory. For the glory, of the Lord is in manifestation, and the glory of the Lord will be seen on the faces of the saints. The glory of the Lord shall shine forth until men will walk in a place of business and people will fall on their knees and they'll cry out to God, though he said nothing. And women will walk into a place of business and people will fall on their knees and cry out to God, though she opened not her mouth. For the glory of the Lord will shine through. Yea, the glory of the Lord will shine through. For the manifestation of his power and the manifestation of his glory is reserved until this hour. And if it could be told in a way that you could see it, even with the eyes of your spirit, if it could be displayed at this moment before you in a tangible form that you could see with your physical eye, it would be very difficult for you to believe that which shall shortly come to pass. It would be very difficult for you to accept it. But as you walk with the Lord, as you prepare your heart, as you feed upon His Word, as you listen to what the Spirit of God says in your heart shall be prepared, and your mind will be changed until you flow in the supernatural as naturally as a bird flies through the air, and you'll flow in the supernatural as naturally as a fish will swim in water. And you'll flow in the supernatural naturally as you breathe the very air. And you'll not be conscious of what's going on around you, but rather you'll be conscious of the flow of the Spirit of God. And He will manifest Himself and He will accomplish that which He desires. For you see, these are the last days and this is the end of time. And what is done must be done quickly, and it will be done. And the hearts of many will be caused to rejoice. So rejoice, be glad, and praise the Lord, and prepare your hearts, and let Him prepare you for that which He has prepared for you. And so walk in it, and you shall walk in it, and you shall run. And you shall fly, literally, spiritually speaking, and you shall enjoy the fullness of that which is provided for you. What a word.
In Yeshua's name, let that manifest in your life now.